Welcome to the Rise and Walk podcast, where we dive into daily Bible devotions to inspire and guide you on your spiritual journey. Today we are talking about a story that beautifully demonstrates the life-changing power of divine intervention and unwavering faith. The Bible verses for today are found in Luke chapter 13, verses 11 to 13. And a woman was there who for 18 years had been crippled by a spirit. She was bent over, completely incapable of standing erect. When Jesus saw her, he called to her and said, "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." He laid his hands on her, and she at once stood up straight and glorified God.
Picture, if you will, a woman whose daily life was marked by unimaginable hardship. For 18 long years, she lived with a condition that kept her perpetually bent over, unable to stand upright. Every simple task we take for granted became a monumental challenge for her. Imagine trying to prepare a meal, fetch water from the well, or even look someone in the eye while being permanently stooped over. This wasn't just a physical ailment. It was a spirit of infirmity that had gripped her life, affecting every aspect of her existence. For nearly two decades, she hadn't known what it felt like to stand tall, to look up at the sky, or to walk with dignity through the streets of her town. The weight of her condition wasn't just physical. It carried emotional and social burdens as well. In those times, physical afflictions often led to isolation and social stigma, making her journey even more challenging. Each morning, she would wake up to face another day of struggle, another day of limitations, another day of looking at the world from a perspective none of us would choose. Yet she continued to make her way to the synagogue, maintaining her faith. Despite her circumstances, little did she know that on this particular day, everything was about to change. In this pivotal moment, Jesus' attention is drawn to her in the crowd. Here is someone who sees her, truly sees her, perhaps for the first time in 18 years. While others might have looked past her, Jesus' gaze is filled with compassion and understanding. He doesn't wait for her to approach him or call out for help. Instead, he takes the initiative, calling out to her with words that must have stirred hope in her heart. "Woman, you are set free of your infirmity." Consider the power of those words, not "you will be set free" or "you might be set free," but "you are set free." The certainty in his voice speaks of authority, of divine confidence. Then Jesus does something even more remarkable. He approaches her and lays his hands on her. This physical connection, this touch of compassion, bridges the gap that illness and social stigma had created. This is more than just a healing, it's a restoration of dignity. Jesus doesn't simply speak from a distance or wave his hand dismissively. He draws near to her, meeting her exactly where she is. His words and actions demonstrate not just his power to heal, but his deep understanding of human suffering and his desire to connect personally with those in need. In this moment, we see the perfect balance of Jesus' authority and his tenderness. He commands the spirit of infirmity with absolute power, yet treats the woman with gentle compassion. This isn't just a display of miraculous ability. It's a revelation of his character, showing us how divine power and human compassion can come together in perfect harmony. The transformation was nothing short of extraordinary. In an instant, 18 years of bondage dissolved. Right there before everyone's eyes, this woman who had been perpetually bent over suddenly stood up straight. Think about that moment. The rush of sensation as her spine straightened, the feeling of her muscles finding their proper alignment, the ability to lift her head and look straight ahead for the first time in nearly two decades. Her response was equally immediate and profound. Without hesitation, she glorified God. No moment of doubt, no questioning of what had happened. She knew exactly what this meant and who deserved the praise. This wasn't just a physical healing, it was a complete restoration of her life, her dignity, her ability to fully participate in her community again.
The instantaneous nature of her healing speaks volumes about divine power. There was no gradual improvement, no physical therapy needed, no slow process of learning to stand upright again. One moment she was bound, the next she was free. This immediate transformation testifies to the absolute authority Jesus held over her condition. When divine power enters our physical reality, it doesn't need to follow the usual rules of time and process. What's particularly striking is how her physical transformation led immediately to spiritual expression. She didn't run to tell her family first, didn't stop to consider what had happened, didn't even take a moment to adjust to her new posture. Her first instinct was to praise God. Her gratitude and joy poured out in spontaneous worship, showing us that when we truly recognize God's work in our lives, praise becomes our natural response. This moment perfectly captures the reality of divine intervention, immediate, complete, and transformative. In a world where we're used to gradual changes and partial solutions, this story reminds us that God's power knows no such limitations. When He moves, transformation can be instant and absolute. You know, this ancient story resonates deeply with our modern lives in ways that might surprise you. While we may not be physically bent over for 18 years, many of us carry burdens that weigh us down just as heavily. These might be chronic health conditions, emotional trauma, addiction, or circumstances that seem impossible to overcome. Think about your own life for a moment. Perhaps you're dealing with anxiety that makes it hard to face each day, or depression that feels like a constant weight on your shoulders. Maybe you're struggling with a relationship that seems beyond repair, or a financial situation that keeps you up at night. These modern-day burdens can bend us over just as surely as that woman's condition did. But here's the beautiful truth. The same Jesus who saw her, called her, and transformed her life still sees us today. He notices our struggles, understands our pain, and has the power to bring about transformation. The method might look different in our modern context, perhaps through prayer, through the support of a faith community, or through divine guidance in seeking help, but the source of healing remains the same. Just like the woman in the story, we don't have to accept our current condition as permanent. Whether we've been dealing with our issues for 18 days or 18 years, transformation is possible. The key is being willing to respond when Jesus calls, being open to His touch in whatever form it takes, and having the faith to believe that change is possible. Consider how many of us are bent over metaphorically, hunched over our phones, weighed down by stress, or bowed under the pressure of modern life. The invitation to stand up straight, to live in freedom, to walk in dignity, it's still open to each of us. We might not experience an instantaneous physical miracle like this woman did, but we can experience gradual, profound transformation that's every bit as miraculous in its own way. As we wrap up today's episode, we want you to remember something powerful. No burden is too heavy, no situation too hopeless, and no struggle too long-standing for transformation. The woman in our story carried her condition for 18 years before her life-changing encounter with Jesus. 18 years, that's long enough to believe nothing would ever change, long enough to lose hope. But that day in the synagogue proved that a lifetime of struggle can be transformed in a moment when we encounter Jesus. You might be thinking that your situation is different, that it's too complex or too deeply rooted. Maybe you've tried everything else and you're hesitant to hope again. But we want to encourage you to take that step of faith. Just as Jesus saw this woman in the crowd, He sees you today. He notices your struggles, understands your pain, and cares about your situation. Whether you're dealing with physical illness, emotional wounds, broken relationships, or spiritual battles, you can bring it all to Him. Your healing might not look exactly like the woman's in our story, but transformation is still possible.
Let's close with a prayer. Heavenly Father, we come before You, remembering the woman who lived bent under the weight of her burden for 18 long years. Thank You for the compassion of Jesus, who saw her, called her, and set her free. Lord, we know that You see each of us in our struggles, no matter how long or heavy they may feel. We bring our burdens to You, trusting in Your power to heal and transform. Help us to respond in faith, knowing that with just a word, You can bring freedom and restoration to our lives. May we glorify You in all circumstances, trusting that Your love and grace are always at work. Lift us up, Lord, to walk in the freedom and dignity You desire for us. In Jesus' name we pray, amen. Thank you for sharing this time of reflection. May God's blessings overflow in your life, bringing you peace, strength, and renewed hope each day. Remember that He sees you, knows your struggles, and walks with you always. Take care, and may His grace surround you in every moment. Blessings to you, now and always.